Welcome to the Big Up Yourself in the Morning Show with me, girl Zosha. And I have a special guest on the line with me this morning, and that is Christopher Martin, or Chris Martin. Chris, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, gosh. Thank you for speaking with me, man. It's been a while. How have you been?
I've been good. I've been blessed, you know. Give thanks to life. Give thanks to all the many blessings the Almighty has put forward in our life right now, you know. So we give thanks, man. We're up and about.
As we should. All right. So you'll never find my word, my sentence, my paragraph. What a song, nice. We've had this song in rotation nonstop, and the listeners cannot get enough. We know the song speaks for itself, but we want to hear from you personally. What was the inspiration behind this song?
Hey, the inspiration is that all of my ex, them know they'll never find a love like mine.
Simply put, don't it?
But fun and joke aside, you know, it's just a song that came from a pure place. Like, at the point in time when I wrote it, I wasn't really writing about a personal experience that I'm going through. But it just came up. The topic and the concept just came up, and it just flowed. I want to tell you, it's one of the easiest songs I've written in a while.
Really?
Yeah, it actually took me less than 2 hours to write it.
What? Yeah, man, that's how you know a song is it, you know. They don't take no time. They come naturally. That's funny, because we know you're a very versatile and well-rounded artist, you know. Like, you have the formula to make any song a hit. So we know you can rock a dancehall track easily. But when it comes to the love songs, what's the process like? How does it differ between the two?
You see, I think with the dancehall songs and the Sing Jane kind of songs, I would say, you see, the sentimental value, or the kind of value that really gets to your heart and get a goosebump kind of vibe, I don't think it has the capacity to do that for you, you know. But when you go to the lovers rock kind of songs and the loving songs, and where you are belt out and you are sing, that is it. That bring about that kind of feeling, them kind of emotion, the way even if you weren't thinking about somebody special, them come to mind, like, Shano, I wish I could see that person, or you wake up your person, or whatever, you know what I mean? That's the kind of vibe, and I feel like that's the difference. So whenever time I'm in that kind of mood, I just go with the flavor. I go with the mood. So right now, I'm in the mood to sing. I'm in the mood for love. I'm in the mood to be what my birthday is affording me an opportunity to be, because I was born on Valentine's Day. So I'm a lover.
Oh, look at that. You're a lover. You're a love baby. It all makes sense now. It couldn't go another way. So this song, literally everybody can relate to it, right? Which is what makes it perfect for me. What has the feedback been like so far?
The feedback has been awesome. It's been great. It's been phenomenal. I want to find some other adjectives. Amazing. You know, all the DJs from Blast happened, and from it was released on July the 16th. They've just been showing it love, a whole heap of support. It doesn't play one time. It doesn't play two times. It just a play, and it pull up and it play all the way to the end and plays again. And then I'm just here looking, man.
Let me tell you, I think for the day, that song might play all 5 times, maybe more. We really do love this track.
Oh, that means a lot to me.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Trust me. So the last question I have for you is that, you know, we're in the thick of a panorama, the pandemic, but things are slowly but surely picking up again with the entertainment industry. What can your fans expect from you in the future? And will Cayman be on your list of places to visit and perform?
Oh, gosh, man. So let me deal with the question in the order that you asked me. Yes, we're in a pandemic. But yeah, as I said, the place is opening slowly but surely, and we're happy about that positive change. You understand? What they can expect, this song You'll Never Find, specifically for this one, they should look out for the official video coming out in a few weeks. Yeah, so we shot that already. It's in the process right now, editing and getting it ready for the masses. So look out for that. Also, we've been in the studio. So this direction that you see me on, as I said, I'm in the mood to sing. I'm in the mood to evoke emotions. I'm in a deal with my girl then. You understand? So they are my core fan base, my foundation. So I make sure some strengthen them up, show them some love, them, and this is what I'm about right now. So that's the direction we're heading in. So we have a ton load, a trailer load of songs for the ladies, geared to the ladies. Yes, so, you know, it's the lover boy coming out now. It's the rude boy, the gangster side, and the dancer. I'm putting down, look at it, and sending back a country. I'm going to tell myself, let's cool out. Let me deal with, yeah, let me deal with my girl them right now. Yes, and as you asked, tours are in the works. We're already in works talking about some places that we're going to go to. And definitely, Cayman is always on my radar, always on my list. Every time I come there, it's phenomenal. Every time I come there, the support is awesome. So I can't leave them out, you know what I mean? And I have family over there as well, so big them up. I know they're listening right now, so bless them up.
Yes, big up the family of Chris Martin, please. Hello, big up on the cell phone a lot.
Straight up. Carl and the whole family, you know?
Yeah man, everybody there support you 110%. And trust me, we love you over here. Our borders are opening soon, in a couple of months. So we're looking forward to seeing you soon, man. Chris, thank you so much for sharing this moment with myself and the listeners on Island FM. Your music has a very special place in our hearts, and we look forward to more great music from you. And as we always say here on the Big Up Yourself and at the Morning Show, never you forget to big up yourself.
I'm bigging up myself right now. I may have big up or not.
That is it. All right, Chris, take care.
Love.